I just wanted to share with you about my experience, my personal experience in Nicaragua, and how it has completely changed my life. I always wanted to go on a mission trip. I imagined, doing music on a mission trip. I imagined a stage with a band and major teen outreach, And God had different plans. He had kid songs and, a field that was muddy and lots of kids. But anyways, it was such a great opportunity to go with my husband. Definitely there was worries about going. We worried about where we were going to get the finances, were our kids going to be okay with grandma, because in Connecticut it snows very heavily in January, and we had a very long driveway, and all I thought was, what if grandma slips and she falls while she's shoveling, and then who's going to call 911? And people stay in their houses in Connecticut. It's not like, you see people out on the porches and stuff. So I was really getting kind of freaked out about that, especially right before we left. I was just like, what in the world was I thinking? I can't leave my kids. They're little. They need their mommy, And but I really felt like God specifically whispered in my ear, "Shirley, do you think that you are the one that takes care of your kids when you're here? Do you think that you're the one that really protects them and keeps them safe? I don't need you to be here." And I'm like, "Oh God, thank you, because that's exactly what I needed. And I can trust you with them, and I can get on that plane and know that you are still here with them, So I got on that plane with joy, and we got there, and it was obviously very different from anything I've ever experienced before. The smells, the sights, the city in Managua, completely different from anything I've ever experienced before. So you just realize, oh, I'm in a different country, and this is very different, and okay, we're gonna be all right here. The main thing that was struck me, besides it being different, was we had made a very long trek to get to the place that we needed to be. We had to take a plane, a tiny little airplane that I've never seen one of those airplanes before, and that was kind of scary. But it was a long time, and so we were hungry and we were tired, and we were told ahead of time to bring food. But I'm not really one to like plan that much about food. I don't really like to think about food that much. I just, cook it when I need it, kind of. I'm like, oh, there'll be something. There'll be something there, So I brought a couple of things of beef jerky and maybe a bar or two, So we made this trek, and then we realized, oh my gosh, we got to carry all of this luggage down this dirt road, Okay, and then when we get to that place, there'll be some food somewhere or something, and then we can just rest for a little bit. And we got there, and there was nothing. There was nothing there. Whatever you had brought with you is what you had. And it was like, oh my gosh, I'm not used to that. Just not having something readily available. And it was just like, okay, Lord, it was all these things were constant reminders of we are here because God's called us to do this, and it is not going to be a comfortable thing. So buck up, girlfriend, and get to it, So it was good for me. To realize, and then realize that, these people didn't have anything to give to us. They didn't hardly have for themselves, let alone provide, things for us to be refreshened by, that was just one of the things that hit me. There was other people that every night they had to sleep in a terribly uncomfortable bed that with, maybe this much foam padding on slats, And I'm just horrible. I might go camping. I bring the blow up mattress with lots of air in it, And for all of us, it was different things that just hit us and went, oh my gosh, okay, this is gonna be hard. I worried very much about the language barrier. I thought, oh, I have to learn all these songs in Spanish because the kids won't know what we're singing about, blah, blah, blah. The first time that we sang was Three Kings Day, that they celebrated, and the children came in. They just piled into this little church, and they were decked out in their Sunday best, and they were just so adorable. And we got up there, and they just loved that we were there. And they, we sang everything in English, and they joined along as best they could, and they just were so happy to see us and happy to be there. And they would be so thankful for every little bead you gave them, They're just like, wow, cool, thanks, So that was really neat. In Nicaragua, they have a thing where, oh, it's just down the road here. It'll take you about 10 minutes to get there, and we had to trek 45 minutes to and fro every day to get to another little village area from our hotel to do the VBS. And that's what Jerry is walking down. Although that road, well, yeah, that's dirt road. But so that was another thing. I was like, okay, we're going for a walk today. And again, later in the day when we're tired, you know, that was, but that was good for us. Also, our hotel, you know, they had fans because it's very hot in Nicaragua, but they turn off at 10. Like all electricity turns off at 10. So anyways, I'm just explaining these little things that were big things to me. Like, ah, okay, Lord, you know. Now on to the good stuff. VBS was awesome. Of course, to have all those kids there was amazing. Everybody wanted to come. And but it was the other small ministry that struck me. It was the people that came with us that would go out in the streets and share Jesus with just whoever was riding the panga or, you know, walking along the road. And I remember walking one time home, and there was a mom with her child, and she was walking along there, and, oh, hi, how are you, and everything. And she started sharing with me, man, I haven't been to church in a long time, and I have known that God has been telling me that I need to get my heart right with him. And my son wanted to go to this vacation Bible school, so I said, okay, you go off. And he's just totally changed his life. And I know it's because God wants me to have a relationship with him, and I need to be back in church, you know. So it was like, that was totally unrelated to the VB. I mean, it was related, but we weren't ministering to her. She just was ministered to through her child, you know, by our acts of obedience. And so that was awesome. Also, the hotel owner had a sister who was wheelchair bound. Her feet began to turn in like this when she was very young, and they just kept turning and turning and turning, and they couldn't afford a doctor, so she was just wheelchair, you know, bound. And we would worship every night after the day to kind of close the day and have a Bible study. And she lived in a little house just few yards from the hotel, and she heard us, and she asked, can I come and be a part of that worship, you know. So we heard. So she came, and she, you know, we're just in the middle of worship, and you just look over, and she's just worshiping the Lord and tears. And you know, it's those ministries you don't realize. You think you're going for a certain thing, and God has all these other plans for you that you're just like, thank you, Lord, that I get to be a part of this. It's awesome. And it was a blessing to her, you know. But the main thing that I want to tell you is I know that a part of me died in Nicaragua, and this is the part that died. I always imagined my future being married to, you know, an anchor man and all that kind of stuff. I'm going to have a big old house someday, and I'm going to have lots of cool stuff in it, and I'm going to have all kinds of room, and I'm going to have the right curtains and the right couch, you know, the things that we get wrapped up in as a mom and as owning a home. And what died in me as I'm standing there in the middle of this field just sweating, and kids are just right on top of me practically because they want to be a part of that guitar and part of the music. It's like, this is what I'm here for. This is what God's been preparing me for. This is what I want to spend my time and energy doing, is serving him in this way. And these people have nothing. They have wood. A lot of them don't even have wood floors. It's just dirt and plastic chairs and a TV in their homes. You can pass by and look what they have. They don't have anything. But I thought, why do I need all these things? You know, if I've got a toilet that flushes, that's cool. And if there's running water, that's doubly cool. Talk about a washer and dryer. They don't have washer and dryers. They, you know, scrub it on a washboard and they hang it up to dry and they make do, you know. But it's like, I just got wrapped up in this American life, you know. And so I'm just glad to say that part died. I don't care anymore. I don't care what kind of house I live in. Yeah, it's nice, and God's blessed me with a wonderful house. But I just want to spend my years living for him, doing what he wants me to do, because this life is so short. And I think because I lost my parents at a young age, I'm always aware of that life is very short. I feel like I'm on the back end now. And you think about, how do I want to spend these healthy years of my life and my time and my energy? Making curtains for my house? I don't think so. I want to be doing what God wants me to do. And maybe that for you, that is, you know, making curtains out. I don't know. I just knew for me that I needed to be spending all my time and energy. And I just want to encourage you, 2 weeks is very short amount of time compared to eternity. It's not going to be comfortable, but God's going to give you grace, and He is going to change your life. I don't know how. He changed mine. He was preparing us for, to come to Touchstone, which is just a dream come true. And so don't worry about the details, how you're going to get the money, how you're going to get the time off, who's going to take care of your kids. God is able, and He's going to bless you for being obedient to His call. If He's truly calling you to do a short-term missions, He's going to provide for you. And I can't say enough about it. I think everybody should do it once in their life. I mean, go out to another country, you know, and then live on fire for the Lord here the whole time.